I'm Ramdas Kaniseri. I'm from University of Florida. I work as a faculty member there in one of the research centers, Southwest Florida Research and Education Center. And my co-author is Monica Osoros Hampton. She was a faculty member in the same center while this study was performed. So today I'm going to talk about evaluation of vinegar or acetic acid as an economical and effective diluent for organic herbicides. So before going into the specifics of the study, let me give you a brief overview or background in a few slides. So Florida is an excellent, it's an area where it favors a lot of organic production, especially fresh market commodities, including fruits, vegetables, and herbs. We have about 150 certified organic farms and approximately 30,000 acres under production. Many of these large-scale farms, at least 15 of them, are concentrated in the southwest Florida area where we are located. And major crops include tomatoes, peppers, leafy vegetables, and herbs, and most of them are produced in a raised plastic beds or plastic culture organic production system. And among the various concerns organic growers face, weed management, weed control is always in the top of the list. So they really struggle with controlling the thriving weeds, especially in the area between the rows or the plastic beds. This is a picture from an organic sweet corn production, and you can see how the weeds are doing in the row middle. So they compete for light, nutrient, moisture, and space. And on top of that, they are a source of pests and diseases. So here you can see it's a tomato, organically grown tomato, and the weeds that grows really, it is not controlled without an adequate weed control, which is growing very near the row, can harbor a lot of fungal diseases, providing a moisturous and conducive environment for the disease and infection. So weed management is very important as far as Southwest Florida organic farmers are concerned. And here's another example from a rosemary. Again, herbs are also produced a lot in Southwest Florida. So this is a real field example where rosemary is produced on plastic beds. And you can see in the row middles, weeds are everywhere. So the growers has a lot of weed management toolbox. They come up with prevention, cultural, mechanical, and most of the management aspects are heavily relied on cultural and mechanical strategies, crop rotation, and things like that. But the mechanical and cultural, they are labor intensive, and increase the cost of production and things like that. So there is an increasing trend. The growers are starting to utilize the chemical method in organic weed management, especially utilizing OMRI approved chemicals or herbicides. And examples include some of the naturally produced or derived oils like clove oils, thyme oil, citric acid, and salts of fatty acid. So one example for such herbicide or bioherbicide or naturally produced herbicide, or sometimes they call as herbicide soap, is ammonium nononate. And a very popular trade name for ammonium nononate is Axe. So Axe is nothing but it's a 40% of ammonium nononate, and it is being used by organic producers a lot for row middle vegetation management. So the Axe herbicide, or ammonium nononate, there are several other names. It's pelargonic acid, ammonium salt, and it's basically a naturally derived soap. So you don't have to add a surfactant into that. It's very soapy in nature, and it helps the addition of the materials to the foliage and has a good weed control. And it is biodegradable, and there is no soil residual activity. So when Axe is applied to a weed foliage, basically it is a broad spectrum contact herbicide, and it disrupts the plant cell membrane, and it's non-selective. It has no selectivity. It will kill whatever vegetation that comes in contact with it. Application rate, there has been some studies done in the application rates of the Axe, and a suggested rate for an adequate weed control would be 12 to 15% of the volume per volume of the spray solution. And, you know, growers tend to cut down the rates, but at lower rates, it is found that there will not be any adequate weed control. And again, this is a contact herbicide, so in due course of time, the weeds are going to come back again. So follow-up application at least 2 to 4 times should be included in this herbicide program for an effective control. But the major impediment for using this herbicide is its cost. It's very effective, but it's very expensive as well. Current average market cost is about $66 per gallon for this product. On the other end of the spectrum, we have vinegar, which is nothing but 5% acetic acid. It is also approved for use in organic production system, and it is biodegradable, and it's been proven effective for a lot of spot treatments, weed treatments. But this is also chemically a contact mode of action, which is very similar to the Axe herbicides. So, and another, you know, major thing, this is very inexpensive. It is our household vinegar, so as long as it is derived from a plant source or natural source, it is allowed to be used in an organic production system, and the cost is less than $1 per gallon. So compare the cost of this. So our research question, based on this background information, was how can we reduce the cost of production for a weed management if you are using herbicides like Axe? Can vinegar, a very inexpensive material, can it be used as a diluent so that we can cut down the rates of the expensive herbicides like Axe? So that was our primary research question in this particular study. So for this, we conducted some trials in the summer of 2017 in Clewiston, Florida. We selected the crop, rosemary crop, grown on a raised bed, and we sprayed. We used a backpack for spraying combinations of herbicide Axe and vinegar to control the raw middle weeds. So these were our treatments, basically. So we had untreated control, then vinegar alone. We want to see if vinegar alone is going to have any good, adequate weed control effect, which is 5% acetic acid. Then the full suggested rate of Axe is 15% volume per volume. So we cut down the rates to 1/8 Axe and then diluted with vinegar, then 1/4 Axe with vinegar and half the Axe rate with vinegar. And so these were our primary treatments we studied. There were about 4 replications. It was an RCBD experiment. So let's look at some of the interesting results we found from that trial. So the question is again, can acetic acid or vinegar, which is 5% acetic acid, be used as an effective and economical diluent for Axe herbicide in organic production systems? So we keep on collecting the data. So this is the data from 7 days after application from the raw middle. Let me set this graph for you. So on the y-axis, we have a post-emergent weed control scale. That's a scale from 1 to 10. 1 means no control at all, and 10 means complete burn down or complete fry up of the foliage. So we have all the treatments listed here. So it is very clear from this graph, after 7 days of application, the half rate of Axe, when we cut down the Axe rate to half and we diluted it with vinegar, it gave very comparable control as a full rate of Axe. And the same trend was followed for 14 days. You know, we keep on getting the data, but the trend was same, where the half rate, when the Axe was cut down to the half suggested rate and when diluted with vinegar, it gave very comparable or similar control pattern when we used a full rate of 15% of suggested rate of Axe. This is a contact herbicide, so it needs follow-up application. But we looked at the biomass. We collected the biomass of the weeds after 5 weeks or 36 days or something like that, and we found, again, the biomass was much lower when compared to the other treatments. Again, it was comparable, so using a full rate of Axe kind of gave us statistically similar results when cut down the Axe rate to half and added vinegar. Then when you look at the cost comparison of this is what growers are most interested in, so approximate cost of treatment per acre when using a full rate of Axe, it was literally halved to using a half rate of axe plus vinegar, and we are getting a similar, very similar wheat management effect. So the native wheat pressure in our area that time was, we had pigweed, a lot of pigweed, so amaranth, then yellow nutsedge in the raw middles, and Spanish needles. Although Spanish needles are not very regular in a vegetable production system, because of this particular farm, which was surrounded by a lot of citrus groves, and citrus groves, Spanish needle is a big, very big, you know, very important, I mean, very widely found weed there. So Spanish needle was also found in the raw middle. So then what we did was, we grow the weeds, these typical weeds in our greenhouse, and it is not easy to grow them in a pot, we realized that. But anyway, we were able to come up with some weeds, and we sprayed the same treatments on the weed. We want to screen them. We want to make sure what we found in the field, we can produce it in a greenhouse. And again, look at that very, very clearly, the results agrees with what we found in the field. So compared to the other treatments, the cutting the rate of axe to half with and diluted with vinegar gave very similar results as a full rate of axe, and this is an observation 7 days after treatment. Same thing for pigweed also. When you spray, when you dilute the axe and mix it with vinegar and apply, you're getting a very good control. But on the other hand, the vinegar alone or other dilutions did not work very well. Same thing for Spanish needle as well. You can see the Spanish needle really got fried up there. And so in summary, we found that from our greenhouse and field studies, vinegar can be a cost-effective herbicide to control weeds in organic production. And in our study, when we cut down the rate of axe to half and diluted it with 5% acetic acid or vinegar, it gave a very efficacious raw middle weed control, and our greenhouse observation kind of corroborates what we found from the field data. That's all I have, and I want to thank my teammates here. I couldn't have done this without them. And thank you very much, and I'll take any questions if you have.
2 minutes for questions?
Sure.
Perfect.
Sure.
I saw that you used 30 gallons per
acre. Yeah, for the...
Is that the minimum where it's effective, or is that just the rate you get?
That's the rate that particular grower was using for application.
Tried
yeah.
At a lower per acre rate?
No, we have not. Yeah.
Next experiment.
Yeah.
So the dollar amount that you showed, $149 per acre, was that with the multiple treatments? Is that the whole season's cost?
That's one application, assuming that it's going to be a 30 gallon per acre application.
Okay. How many applications do you think would have been needed?
So from what we have seen, the growers has to use at least 2 to 3 application. Because after they do one application, then they wait for 5-6 weeks. Then depending on the weed stand, they will do one more application. Usually by 2 application within that season, it should give
that's
a good control.
Covered.
Yes, yes. Yeah, actually there is a study I have shown that. There's a study done that, and they found when you go below 12% of axe, it's not effective. There is no adequate weed control at 8%, 6%, or 4% of axe alone.
So we're not sure that vinegar is actually
doing
much of anything. It's just the dilution.
Yeah, again, vinegar alone had an issue. We did a small screening of that, so we used vinegar alone, like 15% vinegar, 20% vinegar, and the issue with vinegar alone, we have to add surfactant into that. Then, not only that, the weeds are not burnt on very nicely. It's going to come up again. So having that axe has that soapy, that herbicide. So there's a synergism going on between this vinegar and...
That's all. Yeah. Thank you, Ron.
No.